This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
WKOK News Time. Now it is 7:44. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. Thanks for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We have two more guests in the studio today to talk about a upcoming fun night out in downtown Sunbury. It's called the Happy Hearts Hop. It is not this weekend, so that's a relief. There's a lot jammed in this weekend, but it's next weekend. It's Saturday, February 15th. Chris Reese is here. He's a Sunbury City Council member and a State Farm agent and just an eager beaver volunteer. I see your name popping up at the YMCA and on SRI and what?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, what else? Well, thanks for being such a good member of the community. And your office is not where it was. It's now it's not that front street thing.
We now moved to Ray Street. We're 132 Ray Street.
Okay, and folks will remember that it was the parsonage, right, for the synagogue? Does that sound right?
We were on front. Are you talking about where we are now?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a synagogue. Yeah,
okay, there we go. Yep. Okay, yeah. Parsonage for the synagogue, I guess we would call it. All right, so Chris Reese is here, and Bob Snyder is here. He's the owner of the Squeeze Inn, the Dip Inn, and the Duck Inn, thriving businesses. So you mentioned the Dip Inn. The ice cream place takes a month off in February, right?
Yes, January and February,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so the ice cream place, but the Squeeze Inn, of course, great food and hot dogs, squeezed into a tiny sliver of a place there. And the Duck Inn, how would you describe the Duck Inn? Is that a bar?
Yeah, it's a family-oriented where we do a lot of music and just a convivial atmosphere where you just chill. It's got a really, really nice vibe, and it's especially fun in the spring and summer and early fall. We have fireplaces and fire pits, etc. So it's indoor-outdoor, and that's the real one of the real pleasures of it. And then, of course, all kinds of music. We're continually upgrading and doing different events with that, from karaoke to single acts to bands. In a bittersweet thing, our Michael Sowers, a local musician who's been here many, many years, played in a lot of bands. He's moving to New Mexico, and this month, every Friday night, he will be there along with Barry Harder and myself playing. And then he's off March 4th for the other
all
part of the
west.
United States, Points
okay.
West, yeah.
All right, so yeah, these are beautiful places in downtown, and really, these are oases in Sunbury. These are volunteers that are active and eager, and businesses that are thriving. But that's not specifically what you're here to talk about. The Happy Hearts Hop, a night out in downtown Sunbury.
Yep.
Chris, how did this come about?
Yeah, so my office, we've always tried to be as involved in the community as we can. We've set a goal for ourselves for this year to try and do something every month. And this month, we wanted to do something with Valentine's Day. So, you know, we kind of put together this event where we wanted to showcase our downtown businesses as they're, you know, growing, and also there's a lot of good food downtown, and we wanted to take advantage of that. So we know how busy they are as business owners running restaurants, and our hours are a little bit different, so we can kind of run an evening event. So we figured we'd put this together where you start at McWiggins and have an appetizer, and then you'll go over to the Edison.
Well, let's do this at the same time. The 6 p.m. appetizer start at McWiggins.
Yeah, that's where you start, and then from there you're kind of going at your own pace. So you start at McWiggins, you have the appetizer, they have a choice of a couple different pub-style appetizers that they'll have. You can grab a drink there if you want, and then off to the Edison. The Edison, you'll have a buffet-style dinner there, where they're going to have roast beef, jambalaya, mac and cheese, a bunch of different kinds of things that they specialize in. And then, you know, eat at your own pace. You can stay, have a drink if you want there, too. And then it's off to the Dip-In, where I'll let Bob kind of talk about what they're doing over there.
Well, at the Dip-In, we're actually going to be making brownie-shaped hearts, shaped from brownies, and then you'll have your choice of 8 different ice creams to choose from to put on it, and then various toppings to your likings, from whipped cream to peanuts to hot fudge, peanut butter, etc., however you like it. So we're going to make one each one to order, and of course, so you can just sit in the Dip-In and do that. Because of this, as I think I told you earlier, we're going to be open Friday Friday and Saturday next week for Valentine's Day from 9 till close. So people can eat at their own pace. We're not going to hurry them up. If they're having a great time at the Edison having dinner and come in a little later, we're not going to say, oh my goodness, you know, we won't take care of you. And it will be made to order for you.
All right. Now, don't tell me that you're going to put a little bit of rum in these. I've had the rum spiced milkshake.
Well, that is an option, yes.
Okay.
Add that. Absolutely. That's one of our little twists. As we say, ice cream with a twist.
Yeah, I'll say that. If you don't think you have trouble staying awake after a regular milkshake, this one definitely knocks you out. But okay, so that's going to be at where you see the Squeeze In, Dip In, and Duck In are all in that same facility. Of course, the Duck In's open, but as you mentioned, it's a super duper thriving in the other months of the year, but definitely have a crowd there. And then at 8:30, what happens?
Well, then then it's the last step. And, you know, when you're finished all that, you go down to Eclipse Craft Brewing. And that's where you go for a nightcap. So you'll be able to grab a beer or a wine there. And then after that, it's kind of up to you. You know, we would hope you'd want to stay downtown. You can go back to any of the places that you were at before. You can stay at Eclipse. Wake and Wire is also going to be offering a special, a $2 drink if you wanted to end your night with a coffee. They're down next to Eclipse. So there's, you know, a lot going on throughout the night. And, you know, we'd hope people want to stay and hang out. And we'll also have some giveaways at each location too, that some like little Valentine's Day themes that we're going to have at each spot for people to pick up throughout the night too.
Why is it important in February that you do this? You push folks and remind folks you're downtown and kind of let them know?
I think that people forget sometimes how much Sunbury does have to offer. I'm very happy that we have so many businesses that are thriving. We now have another winery that opened. Iron Vines is open. Eclipse is doing a fabulous job. There's many places to eat in downtown Sunbury. And Chris, I jumped at the opportunity when he suggested that we do this. Bring people into Sunbury. It's a safe place. You can walk around, park one place, walk everywhere. That's nice. And an advanced dinner like this where you're moving along, it'll make you just have a really good time in a very safe environment.
All right. And Chris, the State Farm agent, did you sell extra liability insurance for this, or you're just pushing for downtown?
We're just pushing for downtown. Yeah. So obviously, I've always been under the assumption that as a business for us, if we can impact the city and surrounding areas, it's only going to benefit us long term. So I've always been that mindset that the more we can get involved, the more we can do, the more it's going to benefit everyone else and ourselves.
What's your view on the state of the city? You're so bullish on the city. I know we're going to get an optimistic remark.
Yeah, I would say the city's in a great position. I think financially the city's in a good position. I think we're exploring a lot of things that we haven't done in a long time. We've been partnering with DCD, different economic groups that we've been really pushing for economic development. So, you know, these kinds of things, I think, really help that. So, you know, our goal is, you know, revitalize downtown, you know, work throughout the rest of the city, increase home ownership, you know, get people back to here that want to stay here. So all these kinds of little things help along that process, I think.
Yeah, so bringing pride to the city. As a former city councilman, I like to see that the council is working together with the mayor and really promoting Sunbury and looking at various ways to continue to promote Sunbury. You know, because we are the county seat, the datelines on any of your stories always start with Sunbury, but it didn't necessarily happen in Sunbury. So there's sometimes a mistaken thought that this is not the best place to come, but it is. It's wonderful. It's a great town. It's a safe town. I can't say that enough. I'd walk downtown at 4 o'clock in the morning and not be worried about it. You can't say that about a lot of cities anymore. And I just see an optimism that it's catching on. There's more businesses opening. People are coming downtown, and when they do, they have a good time. So I admire Chris for his dedication here, and all the city councilmen. They really are working to make the city better, and it's really a volunteer job. You get a tiny bit of money, and it's you're probably making 10 cents an hour if you really add it up.
For council, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you're one of these people in downtown that says not only is the city doing okay, but if I add on or do more, I mean, I guess you think big, you know, to kind of make some of your businesses happen.
Well, I think you take the space that you have and see what else can I do to create some excitement. And here I had this garage that I basically had filled with junk. And I said, well, we put in a new floor, put on a new roof, and, you know.
Get some revenue going.
Yeah, yeah. Turn an empty space into something else to do and another environment for people to come and feel very comfortable. You feel very comfortable there with your children. Also, we're going to do a lot of events this summer with animals, mostly mutts. We're going to do something, and we did some other dog events last year, and try to promote pets and pet adoption, things like that, and raise money for these shelters that are helping animals.
Well, you weren't the first, but there was a time when you were one of the few businesses in downtown Sunbury that had a table out front where you could eat out front. I just remember every time I get a hot dog, that's where I sit down and eat, just to catch a little bit of the ambiance while I'm there.
And that's one of the reasons with the back. We did the nice big back patio, and you're able to eat a hot dog out there because we can only put two tables out front because we're such a small footprint out front. Mm-hmm. So this allows for a lot of people to be able to sit out back. Mm-hmm. And I'll tout that this is the 75th year for the Squeeze-In. It was founded in 1945, so we'll be doing a lot of celebrations this year for 75 years in downtown. We're very proud of that.
And globally known,
I'm absolutely
sure of that. Chris, thank you so much for coming in. State Farm agent in Sunbury on Race Street now. Sunbury City Council member. He's involved in a ton of stuff that have initials like SRI and YMCA and probably others I don't even think of. But he's a busy guy. And Bob Snyder, owner of the Squeeze and Dip in and Duck In. Bottom line, you can get more information about Happy Hearts Hop, a night out in downtown Sunbury next Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. At McQuiggan's, the Edison, the Dippin', and the Eclipse Craft Brewing Company on Facebook. That's the best way to go. And Happy Hearts Hop, that's a unique name, so you should be able to find that in a heartbeat.
Yep. You can also give us a call at our office or stop by 570-495-4556 or at 132 Ray Street. That's where all registrations have to be turned in by next Thursday, the 13th.
Right. And you never have to give out your address if you don't know where you are.
That's right.
If you don't know where they're squeezing in, it doesn't matter. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.